Blog Talk Radio.
You never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. But the same God that made you made him too.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on.
Okay, now I'm on my phone now, so I know you can hear me, because I can hear two of me. Anyway, I'm sorry I was late, guys. I was busy trying to figure out an app on the computer and lost track of time and went, oh no, my show started. And so now I've been frantic ever since, and my heart was just pounding in my throat, and I'm just shaking, and it's, oh my goodness. Anybody who tells you this stuff is easy is out of their mind, or else they're very technically savvy, which I'm not. I can run stuff once I learn how, but I can't just jump in there and do it. I have to learn it. And don't let anybody tell you PayPal is easy, because I can't figure it out. They're telling me to do something. There's no button there to do it with. They're click this. Well, it's not there. So I don't know. Driving me nuts. Anyway, okay, anyhow, here I am, and here we go, and I'm glad you all liked that song. Thank you so very much. That is one of my favorite hymns, and I do, hello, Calico, are you here with us too? Yes, you're always here trying to help me run the show. Yeah, I know. That's all. You want to get up on my lap and talk into the phone? The microphone's not working. You'll have to talk on the phone. You want to do that? Okay. You want to do that? Come here. Come here. Come be part of the show. Come here. You want to say hi? Say hi to everybody. Say hi. A full-fledged meow would be good. Hello? Say hi. Say happy Sunday, everybody. Yeah, now that you're on my lap, you're happy and you don't want to. Okay, well, okay. All right. We have next the singing contractors. Yes, I did say the singing contractors. Yes. And they're doing surprisingly good.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame. Touch me and
I couldn't help it, guys. I had to sing harmony, and then I decided that you had to hear it. You had to hear it. I don't know if you liked it or not, but you were a captive audience, so there you go. Hey, I did it anyway, and I liked it. I hope you kind of did. Oh, well, you didn't hear very much of it, but I sang the whole song. It was fun. Haven't done that in a long time. I liked it. All right, Merle Haggard. You all remember Merle, don't you, Merle Haggard? Please tell me you remembered Merle. Anyway, big, big country name for a long, long time, very long time. And he was a friend of a lot of the other big country names as well, and I did know someone that knew him, and he and a couple of the guys met in my friend's hotel room one night and sat around and played guitar and sang for most of the night. It was a fairly interesting story to hear about. So that was kind of cool. My friend has gone on to be with Merle in heaven at this point in time, probably about 3-4 years ago, I guess, now. And he's missed. He's very missed. He was such a sweet man. Anyway, here is Merle Haggard doing He Walks With Me, otherwise known as In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God disclosed. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. and the joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Yeah, I was singing with that one too. I like the way Merle sings that. It's more of a country flavor with the guitar and everything. I like that. I do like that. Hey, guess what now?
How about Reba McEntire?
Go clear back your Sunday school days, people. Clear 6 years old, 5 years old, however far back you can remember, and you're going to know this one. Yes, Jesus loves me. A couple extra verses in it than we learned as kids.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Good little Southern girl. If you didn't know that, you just listen to her sing with that Southern accent. You know she's a good little Southern girl. You betcha. Hey. Hello, Sue. How are you doing, baby girl?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was late to my show today and you missed it.
Oh, no.
I got caught up online trying to figure out PayPal, and they were trying to tell me to click on this and click on this, and what they wanted me to click on wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
I got to the right section, but when they told me to click on something, then what they wanted me to click on wasn't there. So it's kind of like, you want me to what?
Oh, my goodness. So did you ever get it figured out?
I noticed I was 5 minutes late for my show and said, oops, got to do this later. It ain't going to happen now. So
oh
I scrambled
goodness.
Like a crazy woman. Scrambled like a crazy woman trying to get online. And, you know, it took me another couple minutes. But I waited until the second song to go and grab my coffee because I didn't even have my coffee in here with me. I was so concentrating on what I was trying to get done. And I still didn't get it done.
Oh, well, bless your heart.
Oh, Lord Almighty, I tell you.
That kind of
well, anyway, I'll figure it out after the show, and if I don't figure it out, I'll throw the computer through the window. No,
yeah.
I won't, because then I got to replace the window. That's not going to happen. Okay, never mind. I said an untruth. I told a lie.
Forget that one.
Shut my hand and call me a bad girl. Okay.
Well,
I have something, kids. I know. I have something, guys. I have a prayer request for one of our friends. She comes in on every show, and she runs some of the Elvis groups. And she has a really bad cold right now. And she was sick for the show on Thursday, and she is still sick. So let's hope it's the cold and not COVID. You know, so anyway, I'm going to say a quick prayer for her that she will get well, because she's been with me since the very beginning when I first started broadcasting. She has been here, and it's kind of strange not have her here. So we've had a couple of those happen lately. All right. So let's all just kind of quiet ourselves down. If you want to close your eyes or not close your eyes, that's up to you. I can't tell. So, you know, whatever suits your fancy. Anyway, I'm going to say a quick prayer. Is there anybody else here real quick that wants me to include them? I'm waiting to see if I get any messages in the next 30 seconds. All right. I'm just going to pray for Ann then. I haven't heard anything else. All right, here we go. Please, dear Heavenly Father, touch our friend Anne on this day. She has been sick with a bad cold for a few days now, and we pray that it is a cold and not COVID, and that she will get well very, very soon. She has had this for enough days that she should start feeling better now, Lord. We pray that you will touch her and have her healing accomplished more quickly than would be normal. She is such a good-hearted lady, and we want her to be able to feel good and take care of her fur babies. So have her back with us to say hi and to take care of business and to listen to the music. She needs your comfort, Lord God. Please hold her in your arms and tell her it's going to be okay. Just a couple more days and you'll be fine, honey. So we pray for her healing. For quick healing, and we know that once you touch her, it is accomplished, Lord. Please touch her now, and thank you so very, very much for your promises that says so. That says all we have to do is ask it in your name, and it is accomplished. Thank you so very much for Anne's healing, Lord, and we praise your name with this music today. Thank you for being here with us. Bless each one of those listening. Thank you, and amen. Okay, kids, here is one from J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. I thought that might be good. That might be good. Thank God for the old rugged cross.
There's an empty tomb in Jerusalem today that plainly to us testifies that he who slept there no longer but liveth and reigneth on high. And just as she
sure as he came before to suffer and die for my sin. Just that sure, what a feeling my heart lets me know he's soon coming again. Sing me a song about Calvary. A vision of Golgotha's hills, 'cause that's where my Jesus, my Savior and Lord, gladly the sacrifice made. So when I repented and came to his throne, I found sin's debt already was paid.
Part of
All right. Yes. And I see a comment here that we thank God for the old rugged cross, because without that, we would all be doomed. Well, honey, it's not the old rugged cross that we would be doomed without. It's Jesus' sacrifice of being willing to die on that old cross. So it all goes together. It all goes together. Never be thankful for the old rugged cross without being thankful that Jesus was willing to make the sacrifice and die that way. It's all together. Can't have one without the other. Anyway, here we are with Elvis. I believe in the man in the sky.
LWW0375, take one.
At ease.
The steps that lead me
to supper where we sit.
Still rolling.
The steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod more often than they are.
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by. My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be, on me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm seeing him sailing till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky.
That nice, sweet, higher range when he was younger. That was so nice. That was nice. And he could do that. That had, to me, that had kind of a an early 50s sound, kind of like the music you would hear on one of the musical movies in the early 50s. I think it's, all he needed was a megaphone. I don't know if you guys remember that or not, but Rudy Valley used to do that on the movies. He'd sing with that megaphone in the college, those college musical movies. Those things are so stupid, but I remember them. I remember them. Maybe want to go to college. I never did, but hey, you know, when I was young and foolish, that was all right then. All right. Hey, hey, hey. Johnny Cash. Yes. Johnny Cash. Swing low, sweet chariot.
I've known a lot of people, and I'm sure you have, maybe you're one of them, that works hard just about every day with their life. I mean, back-breaking work where you get your hands dirty. Well, it's a sweet thought to think that there's got to be something a little better after this life is over than hard work. And a little over 100 years ago, down in the South, on a plantation, a slave was sitting on his cotton sack one day when his master came up and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I was picking along on my row, and the prettiest words and the prettiest music started coming to my head, and I had the sweetest vision of a chariot coming down to take me away to a better life." and he stood up for the first time and sang, "Well, I'd looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, there was a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But I know my soul is heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I said I'm coming too, coming for to carry me home. Swing
fun songs to do, but he did that good. He did that. How about another JD song? Let's do another JD. Mm-hmm. Daddy Same okay. Bass. Mama Same.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to have a troubled soul.
I'm
or sing bass.
Mama sing tonight.
Me and little brother will join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I like that. I do like that song. I've always liked that song. Okay, how about Sister Rosetta? Are you guys ready for Sister Rosetta? Yeah, we need Sister Rosetta. Every time I feel the spirit. Boy,
I went
she
down
can do it,
in too. The valley. I didn't gonna stay. But my soul got so happy. And I stayed there all day. Looked all around me. You know it looked so fine. Until I asked my Lord, everything was all mine. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I pray. Every time I feel the spirit keep on moving in my heart, I pray. It ain't but the one thing that I done wrong. You know, I stayed down there in the valley one day too long. I grew up on the mountain when my God spoke. Out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I pray. Every time I feel the spirit keep on moving.
They're going away from the grave. I mean, they're all solemn and processional when they're going to the grave, and that, you know, they play that sad music and it just makes you want to cry. But going away from the grave, this is what they play, and that is hopping music. It's a happy time. They've gone to the Lord. They're at rest, and it's happy celebration time. I love New Orleans funerals. I think they're so awesome. if I was going to have a funeral, that's what I'd do. I don't want a funeral at all, though. I don't want people crying over me. I don't need to be cried over. I want people to be happy because I'm going to be happy. So there we go. I love that. I love the way she does that. And she's so good at that. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Big breath. Get reoxygenated. Calm down, Jenny. Calm down. Here's Vince Gill. Go rest high on that mountain. And this is going to touch anybody and all of us who have lost someone recently. Go rest high on that mountain. It's their time. The work is done. I do love that song. I do. It's kind of you're releasing your loved one to go to rest. For everything they've already done here on earth, their work is over. It's done. It's time for them to go to the rest and have a great time. Join the choir. Join the band. Have a good time because your work here is done. That's how I like to think about it. All right, this next song, I thought, why should we just wait once a year, play it at Easter? Why? We're not going to do that. This is Dolly Parton singing He's Alive.
The gates and doors are barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches, and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran towards the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the wine she said wrapped him in. This what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere, ghost shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.
Oh,
that at church once, but I'm sure it didn't sound like that. And then that thing just ruins it. Anyway, I know it didn't sound like that, but I loved doing it. I did. That's a cool song. It tells the whole story of his death and resurrection and why. I love it. That's fantastic. Okay.
It is.
Here's another one that when I was having a tough time in my marriage, I used to listen to this song. I used to sing this song sitting in the car because I couldn't face going into the house. So here's Christy Lane, Footprints in the Sand.
One night, I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, when across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One set belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life, and this really bothered me, so I questioned the Lord about it. One set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you promised me you'd hold my hand. Tell me why in the troubled time I look back and only find one set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you. One set of footprints in the sand. Oh yes, at last I understand.
I used to listen to this and sing it every day when I got home from work before I was going to the house. But, you know, I never sang it at church because I could never get through it without crying. But there you go. But it's a big comfort to realize that when you feel alone and you only see one set of footprints, that's because God's carrying you. You're not by yourself. You're being carried. Remember that. Because it's that thought that made me cry. Just out of pure relief. You don't go through anything by yourself. Unless you want to feel that way. Hey, you know what? You don't have to feel that way. But we all do. there are times when we feel completely alone. That's when I listen to that song. And I cry. Like I said, I could never sing that song at church because I could never get through it without crying. Wow, it's a great song. All right, here's a hopper. Million Dollar Quartet. I shall not be moved.
We're going to cut the Black Brothers out and the state song.
Hey, Maddie, you've heard the state. Oh, Lord, they're fantastic. And someday, son, you'll go cold.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Jake has his foot on the
thing.
Yes, yes.
Lordy, I shall not be,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree,
just like a tree
growing in the meadow,
down by the water.
I shall not be moved. I'm on my way to glory land.
I will not be moved.
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.
That's just the truth of it, because I wasn't even sitting still, and I got used to seeing, hearing that song, but it doesn't matter. I can't sit still when that song's playing. If y'all were moving, even if you sat in your chairs, you could still do the chair dance. It works. Take my word for it. It works. Okay, guys. Lloyd Goodson. If Jesus was a trucker, think on that.
Breaker 19, JC on the front door, all you southbound cotton pickers, negatory on the lot lizards and happy pills, affirmative on the whiteout, we got a lemonade stand at the base of the grapevine, come on. If Jesus was a trucker, he'd pull up to your dock, he'd load up all your heartaches, he'd stack them to the top. head on down the grapevine and roll through Bakersfield. It unload in Modesto, it really wheel and deal. It load his shiny Transtar all down with brand new wine. And a Jubilee you can't believe till he rolls in on time. If Jesus was a trucker, you bet he'd be your friend. You'd call his name, he'd hear you plain when the skip's not even in. He'd see your need, increase the speed, he'd lay that hammer down. If Jesus was a trucker, you'd soon be heaven bound. Baker Burn, you got an air barrel on your donkey, we're gonna shake the boy and send him duck hunting. Could Jesus be a trucker? You better think about it, friend. They missed him as a carpenter, and wait till he comes rolling in. The hands that missed him last time crash landed in the rough, and I wondered what JB would think if JC drove a truck. He may not be a trucker, you better listen, friend, he's real. And sometimes I feel the nail-scarred hand just holding to my wheel. Sometimes I feel his glory right here in this old cow. One day the devil backlogged all my sin, but he picked up my tab. Breaker, all you cotton pickers, you see that ball of light shaped like a corn binder blow my doors off, flying north on I-5, taking down the mile marker, smoking the pavement, and mercy sake, Jake, the blacktop's on fire.
Did you follow all that? I didn't. That's trucker talk anymore. Anyway, here we go with Sister Rosetta again. We got to have some more Sister Rosetta. We haven't had her much in the last few weeks. So here's Sister Rosetta again from 1956, Jericho.
The battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. You know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your bonds of Gilead, talk about your man of woe, but none that good old Joshua way round the walls of Jericho. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho. Well, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. You know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 good old Jericho. Oh, Jericho, oh, 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 Jericho, round the walls of Jericho. You know Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. And down. I'm going, going round the walls of Jericho. I'm going round the walls of Jericho. I'm going round the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho. Well, 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 good old Jericho. Good old, good old Joshua. I'm about to fit the battle of Jericho. And the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down. Mm-hmm, the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls. You know, no, the walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down.
Oh, I do like that final one when she goes up higher. That's cool. Yes, 1956, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. You got it. Man, she was good. Wow. Think of all the music we missed when she died. Oh, my word. But we have what she did. We have that left. So we're going to play it. All right. Here's Elvis. So High. Yes, it is that time. Our gospel show is at an end for one more Sunday. Tuesday, we have another All Elba show, and it is only going to be an hour and a half as well. There's just so many things going on nowadays, and everybody's doing other things, and I think an hour and a half is going to be better for everybody to be able to come and listen. So that's what I'm going to try and do. And if y'all like it, come in and listen for the hour and a half so that I'll know you like it. I would appreciate that. And I'll tell you guys, there's nothing better for the soul than to sit here and listen to gospel for an hour and a half once a week. It'd be there. But if I did, you walk off and something like that, yeah, I brushed my teeth and they don't work no more. So, okay. Oh, Lordy, help me. I need some. Anyway, it's going to be fun, guys, because Elvis shows are always fun. So if you have any requests, send them to me. Don't send them to this chat because I'll never find them, okay? Send them directly to me or send them to the, my group with the cowboy hat. What's it called? Somebody help me out. What's it called? TLC and TCB chat. Send it to that one. I'll find it there pretty easy. So if you don't want it to get lost, that's where you better send it. Okay? So in the meantime, guys, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may he give you peace. If you ever lack the peace, drag out some gospel songs. It'll come back. No problem. There you go. All right, people. To end it out, we're going to do J.D. Sumner and the Stamps doing one of Elvis' favorite songs, Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, I would like to ask the Stamps if they would sing a song that they do by themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
Beautiful.